The following discussion is not necessarily the views of all involved. The goal is to start open and honest discussion in the Christian worldview. Like all things, weigh what you hear with what you know, and join us in our pursuit for the truth. Enjoy the podcast.
Okay, so he gets like super demon powers.
No, he just gets depression. Satan's too scared of him.
This is Smash Bros. Rules, okay?
I know, but Satan's already lost. He's too scared. Does Judas start off hanged?
No, obviously not. That would mean he loses.
Welcome to the Second Rate Saints podcast. My name is Joshua. To my left is...
I am Colton, and to my left...
It's Josh again. There's only two of us this episode, and I'm not normally the one that introduces these things unless it's a solo episode. It's not a solo episode. Many things are changing today. We're exclusively doing game shows.
Yep.
We
are back at the wheels. This is a two-person event, apparently. Only two people are allowed to do wheels.
Ever.
I think this is the second episode that only you and I have done. The first being the first one of Samuel.
We did one Ruth episode.
I have not done a Ruth episode.
Oh, okay. Yep. No, that was me and Joel.
I was not for any of the Ruth episodes.
Yeah, you're right.
Sadly, I heard those were really good. Yeah. I've listened to a couple. I think I've listened to them all at this point. Mm-hmm. I listened to our podcast. Yes, I'm outing myself. Anyway,
where can
people find our podcast?
Go to, is it www.secondratesaints.com?
Mm-hmm.
You will find our website, which has links to all of our social medias.
Mm-hmm.
But you will find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. We used to have Rumble. Doesn't matter. You can go there. You won't find new
episodes.
You'll
find our old episodes, like four of them. Anyway. Yeah.
Also, you can find us on X. We have an Instagram channel. We haven't done much there, but you should still go check it out because we have some funny.
Yep. SecondRateSaints.com. You can find those things if you're looking.
And then visit our Buy Me a Coffee.
Yep. BuyMeACoffee.com/SecondRateSaints. That's where you can find us. And if you have a comment, concern, or question, or just want to talk to us, email us at SecondRateSaints@gmail.com.
Or DM us on the website.
Please do. We have a DM feature. I forgot about that.
Comment on the video. We are doing a game today, and you'll understand the rules soon. Yep. But first,
we are against reading.
Whoever you think wins, comment if we're wrong.
Yes. So let me explain things. First of all, the two illiterate people, and by two illiterate, I mean, I do the least amount of whatever you read on this podcast, and you do the most. So it kind of balances out. So we're kind of in between. But we do not have a what have you read today, because today we're going to be reading our screen a bunch of names. What kind of names and what's the purpose?
And the reason we're not doing a what have you read is because there are no more books.
There are no more books.
They're all gone.
There's nothing new under the sun. That's a Bible quote.
Yeah. Which you would know if you read.
I thought that was a criticism of how I don't read. Okay.
No.
That's funny. No. Okay. Yes. True. Bible's great.
If you read the Bible, which every good Christian should, and every non-Christian should, to understand if it's right or wrong.
True.
You would know that that's a quote from Ecclesiastes.
It's my favorite book of the Bible. Anyway, we're not here to talk about our favorite books of the Bible. We already did that. The thing we are doing today is we're doing what I have basically called a Bible Battle Royale. That name might not stick, but I think it's funny. The idea is that we are going to take a bunch of biblical characters, biblical figures, great men, great women, people throughout history that we've seen, and we are going to Fortnite them. we are going to pit them against each other, talk about who they are and what kind of people they were, and in the spirit of fun, because apparently we Second Rate Saints can have fun sometimes.
Only the two of us.
No. We are going to compare them. In a 1v1 duel, three rounds, three wheels, to see who wins until there's only one left standing. Yeah. And the idea is we're going to not just see it, not just power scale. This is what this is called, is power scaling. I'm not a big fan of the whole power scaling conversation because I think it's very silly sometimes. But I was inspired by another podcast to do this. So if it seems very similar, that's why.
What was the podcast?
EFAP, Every Frame of Pause.
Okay.
It's a movies podcast, but
okay.
Either way, the idea is first the rules. One, we have two people pitted against each other in three separate rounds. The first round, they are going to be on a tower so they can be pushed off, whatever. And they get nothing to themselves but their clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're just people with whatever they normally have.
UFC style.
Yeah. Innate abilities are fine, but if that ability is tied to like some power or whatever, that's like say Moses's staff, stuff like that, that's not included.
Yeah.
Second round, they're in a forest about a mile apart. And they get whatever their basic equipment that they're generally seen with in the Bible is.
Mm-hmm.
So that might include Gideon with a sword or like if they have an intrinsic ability about them, like Lazarus, stuff like that. We'll get to that. And third round, they get whatever their biblical story associates them with. Yep. So again, we're limiting this purely to the Bible. If there's apocryphal works or some other fan art somewhere out there, we are not including that.
Yeah.
This is just what the Bible says. Now, I admit this sounds a bit strange. We are pitting biblical characters against each other.
These are hypothetical.
This
fun
is hypothetical.
Time.
And these people, this is Super Smash Bros. Level. They are not actually trying to kill each other. It's who wins in a fight.
Yeah.
Speaking of, whoever wins two of the three, oh, sorry, third round, they get everything associated, but they're on the opposite ends of Israel, of Judea. This was Josh's idea.
Yeah.
But then they get some time to prep. They get whatever they're associated with. And whoever wins two of the three rounds wins.
Okay.
Again, this isn't good fun. We aren't trying to see who would actually kill the other person. Oh, yeah. The other rule is that they're trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like St. Peter is clearly not as bloodthirsty as Judas Iscariot, for example. But both of them are trying to win.
Yeah.
Also, it's assumed for both that God is approving of this. And if their power is tied to God giving it to them, they still get it because it's for fun. Anyway, that all said, there might be a couple of rules I've missed, but that is the general idea. Are you ready?
Yes.
For our first two contenders?
Yes.
Let's start with number one. Oh.
Click to spin. Or press control enter.
Now, who do you think is going to be exciting in this pie chart? There's quite a few people. Uh-oh. That's not a good first person.
Immediate leap with Paul.
Paul.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good. And we need our second person.
Okay. Jonah.
Okay.
Okay, what are you... Initial thoughts.
First thing, not even first round, we have the apostle, Paul, versus a prophet who is given divine powers by God. Technically, both are given divine powers. I understand.
I don't even think... Jonah doesn't do anything.
Okay, that's my... there is one rule I forgot to clarify. We're doing three wheels. The first wheel has people in it.
Mm-hmm.
People, low-level ideas, just 1v1s or 1v a few people is the idea. Second wheel is a lot of people, or in the case of some people, it's like kings or those with power, like prophets or something like that.
Yeah.
Those in leadership or those who attract a lot of power to themselves or those who have innate power to themselves from God or not God, as we'll see. But and then third round is the super powerful beings of the Bible.
Kay.
Anyway.
First round, I'm handing it to Paul.
Okay, first round. The fist fight, basically, on top of a tower.
Yeah.
It's weakling coward Jonah versus the apostle Paul.
Yeah.
Who is also
of course
not
he's
a
trying
super
to fight him.
Yep.
But Paul was an aggressive character.
He was.
In life. And so he's tenacious.
He's very intelligent. True.
So he's not like the Hulk just going in there and just throwing punches.
Yep.
He's being careful.
Yep.
Jonah has been running his whole life.
Yes.
I don't think he's actually in it to win it. I don't think he has the tenacity.
He's not in it to win it.
He doesn't have the tenacity. He doesn't have the need for
Interesting.
Speed.
Interesting. I think Jonah is a coward. And even if he is trying to fight, clearly we can see from his life. Actually, I think the VeggieTales Jonah story puts it pretty well. Jonah is kind of loved and adored by all the people. He doesn't really, he doesn't want for anything. He's a prophet proclaimed by the people. Pretty great. Then suddenly he's told by God to go to Nineveh. He doesn't want to do it. And obviously he forced to go anyways through the means of a fish by God. There is no point where he shows his physical prowess, but based on the fact that he was living large in life, I know I said I can't use extra biblical things and I use VeggieTales, but I do think that Jonah would have been lived a nicer life than most people during that time.
Yeah.
Paul did work with his hands. He was a tent maker. Admittedly, all Pharisees or most Pharisees tended to go into that profession if they wanted to live off their own means.
Well, part of the Pharisaical tradition was they had to take up a trade.
Yep.
So there was usually four or five that they would take up. And one of the most common was tent making.
Right.
Because it was part of the idea of in Proverbs where the whole idea of like idle hands are the devil's play thing.
Sure. Exactly.
And so they would, if you weren't busy studying, you had to.
Yep. And there was this idea of self-sufficiency as well. So that people couldn't say that they're just leeching off of other people or whatever, that they weren't like the Levites who received a portion from Israel. They could live on their own. And they were supporting themselves and they could tithe based on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, besides all that,
it's Paul.
I think it's Paul first round, second round. They get their typical equipment.
Yeah.
Paul's a bit trickier. We're not including people for the second round. People like associated with them. Third round is fine. Second round, no.
Yeah.
So Jonah.
Second round, I'm giving it to Jonah.
You're giving it to Jonah. Really? Why? They're in a forest, by the way. So a big fish isn't really going to help.
Yes. Well,
that's third round anyways.
Storm. And.
Yep.
Yes, he repents. Sorry, they repent.
He gets a tree.
Yep. Yes, they repent, but later on, Nineveh is destroyed.
Sure.
And so.
True. So you're saying long term, he wins. If like, what is it, 100 years past that point or 200 years past that
something
point?
Like that. Doesn't matter.
Jonah wins. Okay. Just has to outlive Paul by 200 years.
No. So the forest one is, so two things. The storm is big.
Yep.
You don't like, if
to threaten people's life.
If an ocean storm was placed over a forest.
Sure.
Shrapnel. He's annihilating Paul.
Okay. I think he's annihilating himself too, but.
Nope.
Because no?
Nope. Fish to the rescue.
But the fish can't live on land.
Lake.
It's a forest.
There's lakes and forests.
That's true. Okay, I think we're altering the rules slightly here, but okay, let's establish.
He can just kill all the trees near him with his worm.
Okay, but okay, I'm willing to give you that one. But before we do, we should probably establish what do they get in the second round? Because I'd say Paul gets anything he's typically associated with, I would say is himself and maybe some letters.
Well, he would get healing.
Like what kind of healing?
Like biblical miraculous healing.
Like he's immune to snakes or like
that, but like he raised a dude from the dead.
Okay. But doesn't really work on himself.
Nobody could heal himself.
That's true. He could heal himself a little bit. Sure. Low level healing ability. Sure. Let's give Paul superhero abilities. I agree.
I mean,
okay. What about Jonah?
I mean, that's it. What we already discussed with him.
A worm, a tree, a big fish.
Well, he can kill plants and instantly grow them.
True.
That's what God does with him.
That's true.
And then also storm.
I'm glad you're on my side on this because I was going to bring this up if you fought against me. But yes, he gets whatever he's associated with and they're under his control to some degree.
Paul doesn't have any weapons.
No, but I think he can make one.
Yes, but now Jonah has the means to destroy with the storm.
Okay. A mile away. Do you think they can get to him in time?
He doesn't have to.
Tent.
Storm's long distance.
Storm. Paul literally makes tents.
Yeah, not in forests.
Forest tent.
A storm big enough that it told sailors that they're going to die?
I know. I'm just like, I like think it's a rock, paper, scissors scenario where the tent beats the storm. I don't know what the third thing would be.
I gotta give it to Jonah this time.
Okay, fine. I'll agree with Jonah. Okay. Fine. You've convinced me. I thought it was Paul every time, but third round I think is Paul.
Yeah.
I think every time. Unfortunately. Oh yeah,
third round he's got the entire church.
He's the entire church during his time, which I would admit would not be very big.
Jonah has no one.
Also, we're talking just Bible, so end of Acts is the highest it can go.
Yeah. Jonah's got resurrection.
Or Timothy, if you want to go that far.
But anyway, they both do.
They don't have resurrection of themselves.
Jonah was resurrected himself.
If you interpret it that way. What do you mean, Josh?
There's the debate on was he alive in the fish or did he die and then...
Right, is it a symbol of whether or not he died and went to Sheol and came back up? Yep. Which, to be fair, we have a whole episode talking about this, our Jonah episode. But this idea that there's this theme of him constantly going down.
Mm-hmm.
He goes down into from Jerusalem. He goes down into the waters. He goes down into the belly of the beast, which goes down into the ocean. Like constantly reaffirming this until he spat up by the whale.
Yeah. And, he goes down to Sheol.
He says in his prayer that he does.
Yeah.
There's this idea that he has gone and died. And 3 days later, he came back to life out of this fish that God sent to protect him and brought him back to life.
Yeah.
Again, in that way, it would be a type of Christ. Yeah. Not Christ himself, but a type of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, are we saying that's true for this story?
I think we have to.
Okay.
But if
people can be resurrected, because there will be people later on that are relevant to this. If they can be resurrected, I'm going to give them the limitation that they can only do it once.
Okay. So here's the thing, right? Jonah, what does he have? He's got maybe the court.
Okay.
And the dock.
The court?
Like the king's court.
Since that's not associated with them, I wouldn't say that's fair.
Yes, because in Chronicles, there is a prophet named Jonah that is mentioned. That is a false prophet. That is probably Jonah.
Okay.
And he's talking to the king. And so he would have been a...
Okay.
But
he doesn't get Nineveh, but sure.
No. He doesn't get Nineveh. So, because he's still in Israel. So he gets the king's court, which no one there knows how to fight. And he gets the sailors, but he can't leave.
Yeah. He gets the boat, the sailors and, whatever the priestly court would be.
Yeah. So my thought is Paul is used to taking on elites with the church and he always wins.
That's true. That's a good point.
Paul wins the fight.
Paul, like literally in our Acts episode that we talked about, I think it's 26 and 27. He talks to both the people.
Yep.
And confuses them and gets them against them. He doesn't do that on purpose, to be fair. But then he does it with the, I can't remember what, proconsul? Was he proconsul?
All the time when he's facing elites or city rulers.
He manages to not, he does not worming his way out of things. He comes up with a rebuttal and a defense that saves him. He does it with the Sanhedrin. He does it when he's shipped off to whatever his name is, Festus's house. He does it over and over. When he goes to Jerusalem, he doesn't combat them against him, but he presents what he says to be true, and some of them are against, some of them are for.
Yeah.
I think it's fair. I think that's fair.
I think Paul wins.
I think Paul wins.
Which means that he wins 2 out of 3.
Awesome.
Jonah's out.
Perfect. If we mess up somewhere, then we can take them off. But
no,
sounds great. I've got
a grid going.
Oh, that looks beautiful. Paul wins round one. All right. What's round two? Uh-oh. Laban. Now, Laban, if you didn't know, is from the book of Jacob. Or book of Jacob. Book of Genesis. He is the uncle of Jacob that he goes to and he marries their daughters. Yes. Anyway, second run is John the Baptist. Or if Caleb were here, we'd call him the baptizer.
Yeah.
Just fair. Anyway, John the Baptist. Versus who was it? Sorry,
Laban.
Laban. Okay, two people in the desert. Who wins, the pastor or the pastor?
Hand to hand,
I have to give it to Laban. I'm sorry.
No.
John the Baptist is emaciated. He eats locusts and drinks water.
Yeah, but you have to be a survivor to live in the wilderness.
Yeah, but not as, like, do you think that John the Baptist could lift 200 pounds on his own? Because I could believe that Laban could lift 200 pounds. He is a leader of a flock and a people.
You're right. First round is Laban.
I think he could just pick him up and throw him off the edge of the tower.
First round is Laban.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Second one. This, they've got time to prepare. John the Baptist gets a river. I can't think of much else he can be given.
I mean, does he have a brood of vipers?
Does he have a brood of vipers in the Bible?
No, it's the insult that he uses.
Oh, no.
The Pharisees.
No, of course not. That's funny, though.
He's got a strong tongue.
He does.
Good at insulting.
He gets a strong tongue. Yeah. Fair enough.
Could he convince Laban to...
Laban gets sheep?
No, because he would just get his items, so he would get a staff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. A crook, a shepherd's crook.
Here's the thing. Sadly, I think Laban's winning the second fight. But
okay, before we talk about the second one, let's go to the third round then.
Well, no. Just wait.
Okay.
John the Baptist is a prepper.
True.
He's a conservative and prepper.
Do you think that he could survive longer in a forest?
I think he's surviving
longer.
Could
he outlive
Laban? He's outliving Laban.
Could he outmaneuver him?
They have a mile, because he was apart. Avoiding the authorities the entire life.
Until he wasn't. Until he died.
Yeah.
Anyway, we talk about the axe.
I think.
Not axe. Sorry, I think Laban wins. That's a different story. You think Laban wins round three?
Yeah, two.
Okay, before we talk about round two, round three.
Round three. What does John the Baptist even have?
He get all of his followers.
Yes. Laban has his family.
Yep.
Servants.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't get... Okay, that's something else I forgot to clarify. He can't get anybody else that's already on this list.
Yeah. But he's got his servants.
Yep.
Which, if Abraham is any measure of wealth,
mm-hmm.
then it means that he has a small army.
Yes, I agree. So does John the Baptist, but not like a real
but
army.
But none of those guys are like... They have a weapon.
I agree. He also doesn't get Jesus because that wouldn't be fair.
No.
Okay, yeah. Jesus isn't on any of these lists.
Laban also purpose. Has trackers because he was able to follow Jacob and
yes, Rachel true. Out yes, of the- very true. Even though Jacob left in secret. Okay, you know what? Fair enough. Yeah, I think Laban wins all three. I thought we added him as a joke character. To be fair, I love Laban. I love the story of Jacob. He's my favorite patriarch. I like the story between him and
I'm going to say this right Jacob. Now.
Yep.
Laban's a goat.
He's a sheep. He's a sheep herder.
Okay. Laban won.
Laban wins. You heard it here first, folks. Laban is better than John the Baptist. Anyways. I think Laban is pretty cool. I also think that John the Baptist is pretty cool. He also kind of gets like some super spirit powers being the...
Job.
Okay.
The big man himself.
Job. It's Job himself.
Job.
Job. I'm sorry. I put him on here, but I feel bad for putting him on here.
He's already had a rough go.
He's had a rough go, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not the goat.
Oh, he wins three in a row.
Against Judas Iscariot? You really yeah. think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we dealing with... I think first and second round, we have to deal with... Job as he's portrayed in the story.
Okay.
Main first, story.
Yeah.
So not him in
hand-to-hand combat.
He loses every time.
No.
He loses every single time.
No.
This man is disease-ridden, poor.
He's not disease-ridden in the fight.
Sure he is.
Why?
Because that's what he is in the story.
Not until later.
Is he? Really?
Yeah, he starts off fine.
Yeah, like the first like few verses.
Yeah, why would we... Does Judas start off hanged?
No, obviously not. That would mean he loses. What? That's not a good example.
We can't just start every dude on their worst foot.
That's fair. Okay. Let's say it's Job right after everything's been restored to him. If you didn't know, but Job then it would was have to not be Judas, in a good way. But
then again, it would have to be Judas after he's hanged.
No, no, that's not fair. I think we would say Judas after betrayal of Jesus, because so we're not going to pick him when he has the spirit, that kind of thing.
Well, no. I think it's in the entirety of the story. We have to take the whole thing.
I agree. But if we're putting one man versus another man, it has to be them at a standard. And Judas, I would say, would be...
But then that means he's Satan-possessed.
Okay, fine. We'll say before that.
That still works. It's just which one are we going to go with?
No, we're going to say he's not, because I'm going to have an argument for Judas later. But the... Job, I would say, fine, he can be in good health. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wins in the fight? Judas the thief or Job the dude?
Judas is a thief. He avoids conflict.
That's fair. Do you think he's like on a platform, I guess, that wouldn't be very helpful?
Job is making sacrifices himself. He doesn't get a priest to do it like Judas would.
That's true. He also is living at a time where he would have to be self-sufficient and very strong. And he's an
extremely wealthy man in a time where you have to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, he kind of has the Laban thing of he's the head of his household. He would be strong. He would have all of these possessions.
And he has the kind of character that when bad stuff happens, he goes...
And he's extremely wise.
But what I mean is that when he says things like, can we expect only good from God?
Sure.
Right? He's...
He's ready.
He's ready to
get hit. He knows it. Yeah.
He's ready to get hit.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm fair to give that to Job. Okay. Let's do third round because I think it's more interesting right now. Third round. He does not get Leviathan because that's already on here. He doesn't get God because it's God and it's not fair. He does not get Satan because I think Satan's on here.
Nobody gets his entire household. And he's wealthy enough to build extra houses for his children.
Now, think about it this way. Judas Iscariot, possessed by the devil. The devil.
Yes.
As in what John says.
Yeah.
By the way, John does say that. It's very interesting.
Yes.
Does he get the demon powers, but plus one?
No.
Why?
I think it's worse.
Okay. So he gets super demon powers.
No. He just gets depression. He got demon powers and then hanged himself.
That...
It's not even going to be a fight. Job's going to show up.
Okay.
Judas is going to land in the battlefield.
Does he get an army of demons at least? If Satan's on his side.
Because Satan just wants them dead.
But the point is that they're all trying to kill or hurt the other person and win.
Yeah.
You don't think that Judas gets super demon powers?
Well, no, because he didn't get any to betray Jesus.
He kind of did.
Well, no, because it says that he was possessed on his way to get
the silver, right?
Yeah. So he's already done the plan.
Oh, that's true.
It's more of a because he's gone down the dark road.
I like to think that Judas gets a stand from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure where he gets Satan as his stand, but he still loses because Job's a good guy.
Well, no, because here's my thought, right? Is the whole idea of if you're not in the kingdom of God, you're in the kingdom of the devil.
Sure.
Or your father, the devil, he says to the Pharisees.
Okay.
And I think what it means is the fact that he was possessed is not that he's now empowered like Legion is.
No, I understand. I agree.
It's that now he's silly. Satan's agent.
I agree. Biblically. However, imagine... If Legion is 500 demons, how much would 501 make? But in that
story specifically, the demons express that they're made super strong.
Okay, yeah. But so are the demonically possessed man. That is the demonically possessed man. Yeah. But the one that attacks the two believers, quote-unquote believers in Ephesus, I think it is.
Yeah.
In Acts. Mm-hmm. That's Acts 23.
Here's the thing. I've got the winning statement for Job.
Okay.
He's already fought the devil. And he won.
You know what? Fair enough. I'll go with that. Okay, second round, who wins? You're right. I know he's already won, but does Judas get the sneaky advantage?
God already said Satan can't kill him.
No, but the point is that God is willing that both of them could have, this could happen.
Satan's too scared of him.
This is Smash Bros. Rules, okay?
I know, but Satan's already lost. He's too scared.
But second round, it's just Judas. Okay.
Second round.
I agree. You're going to make me cry.
No, I'm just second kidding. Round, Judas gets the bag of money.
He gets 30 silver in the sack.
No, beat him with. The disciples yeah. bag.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant the 30 silver, which I'd be 100%.
So he's got enough food to feed 13 people.
Okay.
At least, or that whole 120 crew.
Sure. They are both trying to, the Super Smash Bros. Rules. Nobody wants to wait out the 7 minutes that you have to make the round end.
Yeah.
They're trying to fight each other.
Yeah.
If the only way they can win is to sneak, then
Job
that's fine.
Has an entire household. Judas at most could buy 12 people.
Sure. Second round. He doesn't get his whole household.
Yes.
He gets himself and his close friends, I would say.
He gets his paw shards.
Oh, No, he's not allowed people. Sorry.
Yeah. He gets the paw shards.
He doesn't get like measles or something like that.
No.
To afflict him with measles. Cancer.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I think Judas would win second round.
Judas gets other people to do his work for him.
That's true. But he does have a sack of 30 silver.
whereas Job makes the sacrifices for his kids.
Sure. That is true.
He's willing to do the dirty work. And he's got a weapon.
I'm unconvinced, but I know that Job already wins. So let's move on. Fine. I added Job as a joke, okay? But he does beat Judas. See? All the Satan cells in chat are seething. That's what the kids say today, right?
Yep. Again, I'm going to say it again. Job already beat Satan. That's the winning.
All right. I agree. Fine. Let's see. Who... Yes, please. Zacchaeus, the short man himself who climbs a tree.
Oh, yes.
Okay, can you reiterate what the story of Zacchaeus is while I spin this next wheel?
Jesus is speaking in a town.
Mm-hmm.
Zacchaeus wants to go meet Jesus and hear what he's saying, but mm-hmm. he's too short, so he can't see him.
Yep.
And so he climbs a sycamore tree.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And then eventually he goes to Jesus and he's like, hey, Jesus, mm-hmm. will you come to my house?
He's a tax collector, right?
He's a tax collector. He's like, mm-hmm. hey, can I talk to you? And he's like, yeah, I'll come to your house for lunch. Which is just such a sweet thing.
It's very nice. Yeah.
And then after listening to Jesus talk, Zacchaeus is like, I'm going to give everything that I've taken from people from the tax collecting and taking a little extra off the top.
Yep. He's going to pay it
but
back.
But I'm going to pay it back and half more.
Yes.
And then sets his life to follow Jesus.
I'm a big fan of the story.
Yeah.
Now we're taking short man himself. I like the consensus.
Versus.
That Zacchaeus is really short versus
Deborah
the judge.
Deborah.
Yes. The judge from the book of Judges.
I'm going to call it again. Deborah wins every fight.
Okay. I agree. But before we get there, who's Deborah?
Deborah is one of the 12 judges. She is a priestess of the Lord God Almighty. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Prophetess of the Lord God Almighty. She sits under a tree. And when Syria attacks Israel, proto-Syria,
mm-hmm.
There is a leader of that. The general is Sauron.
I can't remember what the bad guy's name is. I know what Barak is the one with her.
So the leader of Israel is Barak.
Mm-hmm.
Not
Obama, the other one.
Yes. And he's unwilling to go to the fight and lead.
Yes.
And Deborah says, if you don't, then you will forever be passed down as the one who a woman led Israel to victory.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, cool. About that, I'm still not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I believe it's Sauron. Man, that's.
So, I don't know.
The general of the Syrian army takes over an area and requires rest at one of the Israelites' homes that he's taken.
She fights.
Yeah.
And she sends Barak, doesn't she?
Her name is Jael.
Right.
And she, while Sauron or whatever his name is asleep, she drives a tent peg through his temple.
Yes. Yes.
And then goes and tells Barak, sends someone to go tell Barak that I killed him.
Okay. We then have to have the hard conversation. Does a short man beat a defenseless woman?
Well, not just a short man, a short Israelite.
Okay, what does that mean?
They're already short.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
So he's like, funny. He's like
I know the story doesn't actually say he's short, but the fact they couldn't see over the crowd makes people go, yeah. Haha, he's short.
Dude's like 4'8".
I 100% believe he is short. Yes. He has short man syndrome to the max. He's Cicera. A tax collector.
Cicera is the name of the general.
Okay.
Cicera.
Does Deborah beat him in the first round? I don't know. Actually, I would probably go with no, because she's not actually a fighter.
Okay. But.
Mm-hmm.
If Samuel and the other prophets are anything, specifically the practicing prophets, not just the
right.
random
even just
prophets.
Any of the judges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These were not schlubs.
What?
Schlubs.
I've never heard that word in my life.
They're not losers.
Okay.
Not that Zacchaeus is a loser, but he's a tax collector.
I mean, he was a loser before he met Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, because based off Zacchaeus' character mm-hmm. and being a tax collector,
mm-hmm.
he was the kind of guy that didn't get into fights or got bullied.
Okay.
Deborah is a strong character that takes action,
mm-hmm.
probably she does lead involved it, in she sacrificing.
Sort of lead Israel after that too.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Involved in sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
She's athletic because she's walking everywhere because God's sending her everywhere to talk to people.
Sure.
Right.
Zacchaeus is a tax collector. He sits and eats all day, pretty much.
I just think she's a more physically opposing person
mm-hmm.
and has familiarity with sacrificial knives.
Okay. She doesn't have access to that in the first round.
She has killed things, though.
She has killed. That's true. Zacchaeus has seen many sacrifices.
Being in Israel, yes.
Yes. Do you think that a general man, not general, he's not Barack, but mm-hmm. like a generic man, a Israelite man could beat a generic Israelite woman in a hand-to-hand combat? Or do you not think that Deborah is generic?
I don't think she's generic, and I think he's not generic.
Like less than generic?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with that. First round goes to the Big Deb.
Big Deb.
I'm sorry. I tend to do that. I should do that.
She is taller than him. Okay, second round, they get everything that's associated with them.
Okay, I think that it would be money for the sake of
yeah.
whatever, but they're a mile apart, so it's not like he gets time to buy people or anything like that. He gets money, and she gets a sword, a weapon.
Well, she would have whatever items she's using as a prophet, so probably a staff.
Staff of some kind. I think it's fair to say that Deborah wins round two.
Yeah.
Round three, she wins no contest. She gets all of his money and everyone he could buy with it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Well, Deborah has just all of Israel.
Yeah, she can just tell some
at the height of their not expansionism, but their
Zacchaeus
fighters.
Is going to go to bed and his female servant is going to put a 10 pick through
true.
His head.
True. That's very true. You've got a good point. Okay, I agree.
Yep.
Let's move on. Because now we've proven that a woman can beat a man in hand combat.
Deborah's going to succeed.
Objectively.
Lazarus.
Please, no. Oh, yes.
Lazarus.
Lazarus is pretty fun. He's the guy who came back from the dead after Jesus raised him.
Yes.
That's also where the Jesus wept passage
and one of his
which
dear
is
friends.
One of my favorites in John. John 11:35. Uh-oh. Okay, we get Lazarus, friend of Jesus. Versus Aaron, high priest of Israel.
First high priest of Israel. Okay.
Also Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
In the, what's the movie called? I can't remember. Prince of Egypt.
Yeah. One of the greatest movies ever made.
I'm a big fan. Anyway. Kay. Yep.
First round, hand-to-hand combat, Aaron.
Yeah, I agree.
Aaron was a slave in Egypt.
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's ripped.
Yeah, he's also the leader of a nation who commits ritual sacrifice all the time.
Yeah.
He's in charge of the people, so he's confident as a leader.
Probably went to war at some point.
100% went to war. They fought other tribes, 100%.
Yeah. It's Aaron.
Aaron, absolutely. Okay, second round.
It's Aaron.
Aaron gets his priestly garment.
Which has a giant gold plate.
True.
Protection.
It's armor, sort of. It's like fantasy armor standards, though.
Yeah.
Versus Lazarus, who can rise from the dead once. and he gets some cloths, I guess. Some burial cloths.
Yeah, he's the head of a house, but like a tiny house.
True.
And he's,
sorry, I think Aaron wins that one.
It's Aaron.
Okay, third round. Lazarus gets to rise from the dead once. And his Mary Magdalene.
It's Aaron.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This it doesn't matter. Round. It doesn't matter.
It's Aaron every time.
Anyway, I think Lazarus is really cool. I just wanted to talk about the Jesus Web stuff, to be honest.
There's a lot of sweeping happening.
A lot of sweeps.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get my favorite patriarch.
I think this Jacob. Guy's winning every single fight.
Okay, wait. Depends who he's up against, because there's one other person on here I think he could definitely not beat. I love Jacob. The story of Jacob, it's the longest patriarch story in the Bible. It's fantastic. It's technically the last patriarch as well, because Joseph isn't a patriarch. He's an offshoot off of Jacob, which is why it says Jacob's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's descendants, not Joseph after that.
And he's not counted as one of the sons.
True. Rather than his sons are counted. Yeah. Anyway, we have St. Peter.
Okay.
Oh, I feel bad for this round. Oh, no.
Okay. First round.
Okay.
It's Jacob.
Peter versus Jacob, 100%. He wrestled God.
And didn't lose.
Yep. The angel of the Lord. To be fair, it's the angel of the Lord.
But as we know from the angel of the Lord episode done by the Second Rate Saints podcast, the angel of the Lord is Jesus.
That sounds like a good podcast.
And Peter lost every fight with Jesus.
Verbally and physically, yeah. If you count him sinking in the water, then yes.
Now, here's the thing. They're both obstinate characters.
True. Peter Wood's too angry to die. They are
both liars.
That's also true. Yep. It's actually, they kind of have a lot in common.
Yeah.
As prototypical New Israel.
Yes.
Almost like there might be a type there. Mm. Who knows? Thought in real time.
Yes. However, Jacob fought God and didn't lose. He did walk out limping.
He did lose after God said, all right, that's enough.
Yeah, but God had to impose some divine power.
True. Peter didn't do super hot. Yeah.
I'm not saying Jacob won the fight. Yep. I'm just saying he didn't lose.
He is the first pope, though.
Yeah, anyway. but that doesn't.
Yeah, no, that's an easy victory for Jacob for the first round. Okay, let's go second round.
Yeah.
Because I think third round goes to Jacob, but we'll get there.
Oh,
second round. Jacob gets shepherd crook. He does not get a sword. I know.
Yep.
I know. But St. Peter does get a sword because all the apostles were told to have a sword with them.
Jacob also gets a cloak of fur.
Sure. Yep. That's fair. He gets the fleece.
Yeah. And soup. Hot soup.
He does get hot soup. Apparently, it's really good. But I think Esau would get
the soup. He's going to bait
Peter. He literally gave up the soup. Story is that he doesn't have the soup.
He's going to bait Peter.
And fail because Peter's too obstinate.
No, because Peter went and asked Jesus and his brother Andrew, where are we going to get all this food from for these guys?
Fair.
Okay. He's obsessed with it.
Okay, Peter gets a fisherman's net.
Yep.
I think it's fair to say he gets a sword because two of the biggest parts of it is that
he does.
Throughout the Bible, biblical gospel story, admittedly, it's only twice he's said to have a sword in his possession. One is when he cuts off the ear of the legionary. I guess it wouldn't be a legionary, but
Caleb's later when Jesus says, sell your.
That's before.
Yeah.
But yes, even if you have to sell your cloak and buy a sword, it's assumed from that point on that they have a sword with them at all times. Yeah. I think it's fair to say he has a sword and the fisherman's net. He's basically a Roman gladiator.
Well, yeah, he's a Roman gladiator.
I think Peter actually might win this one. Because while he's not, he is a very strong man too. He's a fisherman.
Yeah. Now that he's got a weapon, he's got an edge.
Yeah, he's also younger. It depends on when we're saying for Jacob.
Yeah.
If we're saying at the peak of their power, I do think that unless we count Peter in the in Acts, I think Peter might be stronger physically.
Yeah.
Barely. But
and that's the thing is like all of Jacob's prowess is in the hand to hand. Not Jacob's prowess is all in hand to hand combat, not weapons. He didn't fight God with.
That's true. He wrestled God. That's fair. He did jujitsu with God. That's funny. Peter.
Here's the thing, though. Peter's got to do it quick because Jacob fought for an entire night.
True. That's a good point.
Peter's got to do it quick.
Oh, you know, I'm going to give it to Peter.
Yeah.
To be honest, I know it's pretty close. And I know a lot of people are probably going to say Jacob because, you know, patriarchs kind of have this bigger than life kind of figure to them.
Yeah.
I do think that Jacob doesn't have the edge on him when it comes to scrappiness, strength, and equipment. So I think that Peter would win that one.
Round three.
Round three, I think, has to go to Jacob. Even though Peter gets the entire church, for at least as it is, I don't think that very many of them are fighters. He gets Cornelius, at least.
Jacob does get... Peter does get healing.
Cornelius used to be on here, but then I thought he was too strong. So I took him off. So it's... I think that he gets Cornelius and his legion.
Peter does get healing, though.
Peter does get healing. Oh my gosh, that's
fair. And he can walk on water.
That's fair. Although Jacob has a mass... He grew more wealthy than Laban even did.
Yes.
That's one of the big points.
And he theoretically inherited his father's stuff.
True. And the blessing of Abraham. That's fair. Although we're not saying that he gets like some super divine prominence over Peter, because
To be fair, you do, if Jacob gets his entire family, you do have to kill all of them before you get to him.
That's
because he always puts them out in front.
That's very true.
So
do you think that his family, and he would have bodyguards and shepherds and all that in front of him, could beat a Roman legionary? 100 men.
I mean,
under Cornelius.
Assuming he has the same guys left over from Abraham, which not the same guys, but but the idea of having.
He fled to, though he had his birthright, he fled to that land. He would not have as much as Laban would, which implies he does not have that much. Whereas Esau does.
Yes, but when he goes back.
He doesn't get it back. That's true. And especially under Pharaoh. Okay, that's a good point.
Because here's my point, right? Abraham had 300 men and fought an army.
True.
And so Jacob has more wealth than Laban and inherits his grandfather's stuff.
True.
Which means that since Abraham had 300 servants that were able to fight an army and win in Sodom and Gomorrah.
True.
That Jacob has around or more than that.
Yeah, especially if we're talking at people at the height of their power.
Yeah.
Peter is a very powerful apostle, and he gets a lot of stuff. Yeah. Not just stuff, but he gets a lot of influence and characters with him.
Mm-hmm.
However, Jacob at the height of his power gets basically a nation's worth of people. Mm-hmm. Because when they move to Egypt, and with his sons and their sons and all of that, that's all. Now, admittedly, there he's very weak, but he wouldn't have to do the fighting even at that point.
No. And here's the other thing, though. I think I'm going to give the edge to Peter because, yes, they might be able to fight an army, but they're not just fighting an army. They're fighting Romans. And the reason that's important is because Romans were taught construction to be able to build fortresses.
That's true. Quickly. And they're on the other sides of Israel. Yeah, that's fair.
Whereas Abraham's army fought on open wilderness.
True. Also, that kind of warfare is very, very different and very inferior.
Yeah.
It's closer to what we have with, like...
So I think the Romans are winning, which means I think Peter is winning. And if here's the thing, Jacob's going to hide behind a body of water like he did with Esau.
Mm.
Peter just walks across it.
I was going to say, Peter can walk across water. It didn't really come up in the forest conversation, but okay.
I'm giving the edge to Peter on that one.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Which is sad because...
I mean, he gets to walk across water for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. And?
Fair enough. Anyway, this is Israel we're talking about.
So it looks like Peter wins.
Wow, I'm shocked. I thought it was actually going to be a sweep for whoever
Jacob
was against. But if he was against Zacchaeus, I would feel very bad for Zacchaeus.
So,
now we get Noah.
I hope it's Cain.
I hope it's Cain too. That would be very funny. I left him in on accident. Thank you, my finger.
The Apostle.
John the Apostle. Okay, who do you think?
Hand to hand, Noah.
I agree.
He built an ark.
Yeah, but John's fast.
Yes, Noah has...
He can run really fast.
Noah, at this point, if it's the time he's building the ark, has 6 to 8 lifetimes more experience than John ever will.
That's true. And he gets the ancient he's physically very strong. He's built an ark.
Well, but he's also 600 years old when he starts the ark.
That's true.
Which means
but he is strong enough to do it.
And no, but that's what I mean. Yeah. Is that he's got 600 years of experience.
He's got the elf problem.
Yeah, but he's got 600 years of experience. Mm. And he's healthy enough to fight John.
You know what? Fair enough. I'll give it to you. Noah wins round one.
Here's the thing.
Round two. He can build a big boat.
He's got hammers.
Sure. He's got his hammers. We're not John giving him a boat.
John doesn't have a single thing.
Well, even if we give him an arc, it's not really going to help that much.
Fortress.
Doesn't matter if it's against one person.
Yeah, how is he going to get in? Then he just starts throwing hammers and animals at him.
He doesn't get the animals. He might get the animals. Well,
no. He gets the boat and the animals later.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that John wins round two. John
does get a sword.
He gets a sword.
How do we know he's faster?
Because he outran Peter.
That doesn't mean he's up faster than Noah.
Yeah, but if Peter can beat Jacob, he can beat Noah, okay? That's my reasoning, again, even though it doesn't make sense.
Noah's a 600-year-old man.
True. That's fair. However, he is a 600-year-old man. Do you think he can run that fast?
Way more wise than John.
Uh-huh. How does that help when you have a sword through your face?
Again, he's got a hammer.
How does that help when you have a sword through your face?
Okay, John gets round two.
I think he gets round two.
Okay, here's the thing.
We didn't expand too far on that one, but I do think he does win that round two.
John gets visions in round three, but that doesn't help you.
Nope, but he does get the church.
Ah.
Much like how Peter and Paul did.
No, because he goes straight to exile.
Yeah, but he's still surrounded by believers there. He still has all the churches he wrote to.
Yeah.
He gets the beast and the antichrist. No, I'm just kidding. nope. He gets all, if we count the elder John is the same as being this John, which for the sake of this, I know it's a controversial subject. We're saying he is.
Mm-hmm.
He gets all of those churches too.
Sometimes. Noah has two of every animal and sometimes seven.
True.
That's 3.2 million species.
And his sons and his wife. That's it.
Yes. We don't know he didn't have servants helping him build the ark.
Bible story doesn't say he does, so.
You're right.
Sorry, I'm just kidding. But,
no, you're right.
John is not a very strong man. Not in terms of, at least at the end of his life, at the height of his power. Mm-hmm. He is, that's Paul I'm thinking of. He still is, frail, exiled, living on his own means.
Yeah.
All of that. I don't think it really matters that much. I think John wins.
I think Noah wins because he's got a fortress and two of every animal that exists.
Fair.
You've got lions. Christians historically don't do well with lions. Daniel
does. True.
Christians in.
That's fair. But he only gets two of them because they're unclean animals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've also got all the birds.
Fair.
You've got all of the other predators. You got two lions, you got two tigers, you got dinosaurs, two leopards.
You talked about in that Ken Ham episode.
No. We got two jaguars, we got two pumas, we got two bears, two wolves, two tigers.
Do you think the early the church as it is by the end of Revelation, which I would, how many people would you think that'd be? 10,000?
Oh. Yeah.
Do you think 10,000 people can beat?
There's more than 10,000 species.
4,000 animals.
No, it would be like.
Are we doing species? Or are we doing genuses?
I think it would be more than 10,000 animals.
Fine. Do you think that 4,000 people can beat 10,000 animals? This includes things like, let's say useful animals, because a turtle's not going to do very much.
Trip someone up.
Yeah, if you don't get
see
there.
It. No, you don't see it.
No, a tortoise could.
And it's a turtle battlefield, can't. So there's a battle happening
mm-hmm.
between the animals and the humans.
Mm-hmm. Where's two ants?
You don't
do?
See the two. Have you seen bullet ants?
Yeah.
Everyone they bite.
There's only two of them.
Absolutely ruined.
They die immediately. but if we're including insects, then it becomes crazy. Are we including insects? Are we talking about like mammals and lizards? Maybe.
Everything on the ark, baby.
Okay. Okay.
Here's the thing, though. Not every Christian is just a layperson. Some of them were soldiers.
That is true. A lot of them are also women and children, though. So
yes. Most of them are women and children. And if they all hide on Patmos, he's got the boat.
But they're in Israel. They're on opposite sides of Israel. They don't get Patmos. I'm sorry.
Okay, but if he hides in the Sea of Galilee, he's got a boat. Also, John doesn't have a boat.
That's very true.
So he can just go to the Sea of Galilee or the Dead Sea.
That's also true.
Yeah. And then long range attack him with birds.
You have convinced me. Fine, Noah wins. Okay, I get it.
Which means Noah wins.
I'm leaving out Cornelius for this one because I think that he doesn't have a connection.
No, I think he dies to a lion.
Cornelius does?
Yeah. If he had a gun.
All of his 100 people?
If he had a gun, sure, but.
Yeah, I don't think he gets a gun. I don't think the Romans had those.
The last round.
Last round. And then we're going to have a very quick ending to this one.
Cain.
Cain versus Abraham. Ignore that Noah's still on there.
Yeah.
Cain versus Abraham.
Okay. Hand to hand.
I didn't have to roll spin that one, I suppose.
Hand to hand, it's Cain. He's already a murderer. Abraham's 90 years old.
Yeah, but he's Abraham.
Yes.
Cain is a dude.
Yep. 3 days into life, decides to murder someone. He doesn't even know a murder
is.
That's
fair. That, actually, you're right. He invents the concept. That's fair. Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
First solution to a problem he's ever had.
The only solution to a problem he's ever had.
Murder.
Okay. He's also a hunter.
And he survived the curse of God for 900 years.
True. I think the hunter thing matters more than the 900 years because Abraham lives to be 150. But
yes, but 150 with modern health issues. Whereas
nearly modern.
Whereas Cain is living in a period where everyone lives to 900.
That's true.
And so theoretically, his 400 is like Abraham's 40.
That's true. We're using math now to deduce. I think this is extra biblical. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Abraham does have an argument, Cain, though, because he did go to war.
True. Hunter, Cain.
Yep.
Invented killing as a concept.
Literally invented murder.
Yep. And he obviously sacrificed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Poorly. But he did.
Yeah. Use some dull blades.
Yeah. Whatever it was that God thought, that's not it.
Here's the thing, though. Abraham did do some sacrifices, did go to war. Yeah. So, like, these are.
Yeah, but that's. We're talking hand-to-hand skill. He beat his head in with a rock.
Yeah.
I think Cain's scrappier.
Yeah.
Also, he has the same advantage of Abraham of, yeah, he didn't go to war, but he is living off the land, hunting, doing all that.
But also, if we're adding the other 900 years of his life, more experience.
There you go.
Got involved in a lot of bad stuff, because as you see,
yep,
Tubal Cain is like, Cain was bad.
Mm-hmm. We got better, worse Cain.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's Cain. Enough. Yep.
With second weapons.
Round.
Now has a rock.
Yep. Cain has a rock. Abraham gets a sword or whatever typically a club.
Oh, he probably had light armor too.
Yeah. I think Abraham wins.
Yep. Abraham wins.
He has a terrain advantage over Cain, who lived over in the desolate wilderness.
Cain's lived in two places.
Yep.
Right outside of Eden and then somewhere in Nod.
Yeah, wherever that is. Yeah, Newfoundland and Labrador.
It just has to be east of the temple.
Yep. I thought it was west. Or do they go east? I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, either way, probably like if I had to guess, if you're doing that, it's like Turkey or Iran. East of Eden is
the reference.
Right. So, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I think Abraham wins that one.
Yeah, Abraham wins. And then
third round, they get everything they're associated with, which for Cain is nothing.
But Cain is an entire city.
Cain is an entire city. Abraham is an entire nation.
You're right. I mean, like,
I'm not counting all of his descendants from that point. It's everything within his life. Because if we're counting like the church until today, fair.
No. Abraham wins. He's got an army.
I agree. Even 300 men can beat a city. So
yeah. So Abraham wins.
Okay. I'm happy that Cain and Judas were out. Although I thought Judas would make it further.
Round two.
Okay. Let's see who we get. Oh, not clicking on it. I don't know. I think we had some toss-ups there. I actually thought some of them were going to win.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, now we have Saint Peter.
Yep. Okay, so this is round two, so all the winners are back in, all the losers are out. And we are...
Peter, we already talked about how interesting he is, and he gets all of the things they had in the previous round.
Yeah.
You know, my wife brought up that it would be really funny if it was John versus Peter, because the only difference really labeled between them is that John is faster than Peter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
Yep.
But Paul versus Peter.
Are we doing the three rounds again or just the one?
Three rounds.
Okay.
It will be faster because we already know their power. Paul gets Paul. Peter is a fisherman. He's way stronger. Paul is Pharisee of Pharisees. He is very talented and trained, but I would not say he has the most physical prowess, even if he is living on his own means.
No.
Peter is like the definition of a working man.
First round, Peter.
I think so.
Second round, gets his weapons. He does have a sword.
Mm-hmm.
And
a net.
And a net.
And he can walk on water for 5 seconds.
Paul gets shackles.
Shackles? Okay.
Because that's what he would do. He would hunt. You know, he's hunting Peter.
What do you mean by shackles?
Like when he would put people in prison.
Oh, that's funny. do we associate it more with, like, is that a key equipment trait? Or is it like what he has during his ministry? Like his tent making skills, equipment? Because shackles is fine if we want to say that. But I don't think that really matters.
Literal
that
chains.
Much. It's just more for other rounds. Anyway. Do you think that Peter with a sword and a net can beat Paul, the wise man, with...
Peter also seems like a bigger person.
Right. I think that Peter would be a bigger person. I think it's fair to say that Paul would probably be able to make something out of the environment that he's in to some degree.
Peter's brash.
They're a mile away, Paul, so it's not smarter. Like he has much time. That's true.
But I want to hand it to Peter.
Okay. For fun then, because I agree.
Yeah.
For fun. Paul, who wins third round?
They
both get the church, but that's not really going to matter. So it's going to go down to the two people again with as much power as they possibly can.
Okay, but here, Peter and Paul get different churches, and Paul did a lot more missions work than Peter did. So they're going to side with him.
True, but he doesn't have as many Roman centurions on his side, unless we count Felix.
Well, no, because you've got all of the leaders of the cities that he converted. In the Greek cities.
That's true. But it was only a couple.
That we know of.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. He also has more money. And yeah, okay.
And Peter's living in a catacombs.
He's blind at that point, though.
Yeah.
You know what? Fine.
I think it's Paul for the final round.
All right. Peter wins.
Peter wins.
Awesome. Let's do again. I'm surprised. I actually thought Paul would win that one, but you're right. I think he does win.
Laban.
Please. This would be so funny.
The champion's back.
Laban, my favorite boy. We had an episode where we talked about, or we ranked people of the Bible. Is it a good episode? No. I like doing the episode?
Rough.
Yes. Laban versus Job.
Here's the thing.
I said that like Caleb.
Okay, here's the thing. Laban, Job. These guys are very comparable.
Mm.
They both have kids.
Mm-hmm.
They both are very wealthy men.
Yep.
Who are like heads of households.
Mm-hmm.
One's pagan, though, and one serves the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah, but however, we're saying that that's not really a big factor.
Not yet. Not yet. But later on.
Mm.
What did we know about Job? Laban is tenacious.
Yep.
He's a trickster.
Strong.
Deceiver.
Yep.
However, Job has suffered at the hands of God and Satan.
So you're saying he's resilient?
He's the most resilient individual other than Jesus
Christ.
He gets a
boost to his constitution, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. I don't know if that matters that much. Third round, I'd be willing to say Job wins.
Because he's going to have They both do the same job, though.
Right. But first Job, you mean? No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Yes. However, I think that Job third round, he loses. Or he wins, I mean.
Yeah.
Laban, yeah, you're right. They both have a similar thing, but Job has more.
I think second round, Laban wins.
I agree. Why?
I think first round, Job wins.
Why do you
wins.
Say so? Okay, but before we get to first round, let's do second round.
Well,
I would think that Job gets whatever he's normally associated with. I don't remember what we said that was last time. Pot shards, maybe. That's about it. Laban gets his crook, and yeah. He is more physically proud. Like, he is more physical prowess. I think Laban wins just on the fact that Job is not going to be able to keep up with that.
I think for round two, that's true. Yeah.
I think they're both like equal in terms of like,
yeah,
prowess, physical prowess in terms of what we could assume from the ancient Near East. Again, it's not in the Bible, but what we assume they would be in the ancient Near East. But then Laban has the equipment and
yeah,
arguably trickster advantage.
And then Job wins third round because he beat Satan.
First round. Third round. Yo, I agree. Job yeah. wins third round no matter what. Yeah. He just has more of everything that Laban has.
Yeah.
And first round.
Well, also look at,
I think
who has Laban gone up against? He went up against Jacob and lost. Okay. But like in the story,
kinda.
He gets away and Jacob gets the final word and he tricks him and he wins. But
Laban kind of has the final word. They establish a covenant together and they never see each other again.
Yes. But who's Job gone up against? Okay. Mm-hmm. Think about this. Mm-hmm. The Chaldeans.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
And Satan.
I don't know where you're getting the Chaldeans from, but
the Chaldean raiders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He lost that one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But I'm saying, but he's gone up against them and survived.
True.
And came out
blessed. But that's simply because God said you can't touch him. Not because we could physically stand up against it.
Yes. Mm. But what I'm saying is that he came out of, at the hands of the Babylonians,
mm-hmm.
Satan,
mm-hmm.
and God, and all his friends hate him.
True.
And he came out more blessed than when he started.
True.
Laban lost both wives and all his idols.
He didn't lose his wives. He lost his daughters.
Right? Daughters. Yeah. Yeah, his daughters and his wives and his sheep.
True, but only the
spotted ones. He got straight robbed from family, riches, and gods.
You're over-exaggerating the story. Laban gets more than he ever had before because of Jacob. When Jacob leaves, he's losing basically what's considered to be a business opportunity and family connection, a massive asset to his household.
And his family idols.
And his family idols, which is a big deal, to be fair. But Laban is still more powerful than pretty much everyone else around him.
True, but Job doubles in power after.
This is third round, I agree. We're talking first round now, because I agree Job wins third round. Laban first wins round? Second round. First round, I think, goes to Laban.
No, I think it's Job.
Job's tougher. Job is tougher, but we're not talking peak Job here. We're talking like average Joe Job, because I'm not willing to say he's peak Job, because
his story starts with average Job, though.
Yeah, but the main part of the story is that he's incredibly weak. I'm just saying he's not incredibly weak.
Yep. No, but he's incredibly weak, but it's the endurance through the weakness is the point.
Because he can't physically die.
No. Satan, but the fact that
the
he's
only
not,
reason he can't die is because Satan won't kill him, because he was told by God he can't.
Yeah. But
a breeze could kill him at that point if it wasn't.
Yes, but he's not getting through just because he can't die. He's getting through mentally.
True.
The mental fortitude
doesn't really help when you have a big fist coming.
Laban doesn't have mental fortitude.
True. Although he is smart.
So he's going to get punched in the face and go, Job's going to get punched in the face and go, this is easy.
See, this is really funny. And I like it. I don't.
Because when you add weapons, yes. Mm. When you add that staff, of course, he's got range. He can beat him down.
Sure.
But when it's hand to hand.
Yeah, but Job is average Job. He's not like peak super Job like he would be in round three after post blessings and stuff like that.
Yeah. But it was before the blessings that was what made him strong.
I know, but I want to compromise because I don't think you would get that.
Yeah, but like,
that's not what his story's about.
Well, no, but his story was about the fact that he was faithful to God.
Mm-hmm. It, in the midst of his weakness.
Yeah.
And everything being taken from him.
Yeah, but that's from a life of character and faith is the premise.
That is true.
And so the moment Laban fights him
mm-hmm.
is, he's already got all that character.
Mm-hmm.
It's now just being tested.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows, just like in the Job story, that this is God ordained.
Sure, but so
it's the
Laban.
Same situation.
So is Laban.
Yeah, but Laban lost.
That's true.
He proved to be unfaithful. I don't know. I Joe think Laban proved wins. To be faithful the last time God played a trick on him.
I see what you're saying. And I raise you with Laban is smarter in term. He's not wiser, but he is clever.
I don't know.
He tricks Jacob when he gives Leah instead of Rachel.
The one time.
The one time. To be fair,
every
though,
other time Jacob outsmarts
he
him.
He also tracks down Jacob.
Yes.
Noticing he's left.
That's fair. But you don't need to track somebody on a tower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And instead of killing him, he makes a covenant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was a trick from Jacob.
Are we saying Job?
I think it's Job.
Fine. I'll say Job. I won't be happy about it. We need a third person to break the tie. And that third person is me. No, I'm just kidding.
Very funny.
Ugh. Okay. After that doozy, two basically near equals. Yep. We have Abraham, basically the exact same problem as Jacob. Sort of. Versus, well, Abraham's whoever he's against. I think he's probably going to win this. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Deborah,
round one, Abraham wins.
Yes.
I don't care how powerful we make Deborah. I don't think he beats.
Round two, Abraham wins.
Abraham wins round two.
Round three, Abraham wins.
He gets his whole household. Deborah gets all of Israel during that time.
Here's the thing.
I don't want to spend too much longer on this one.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be enough?
I don't know if she gets all of Israel.
She would because she's a judge.
Yes. But as we know from the story, she's not leading the army.
Right. But she does command Barak.
Yes. But it's more like he's going to her for advice.
True.
To hear
she also
what
gets
God's
a
saying.
Stake that she can put into his face.
No, Jael has the stake. She doesn't have it.
Yeah, but he can command Jael to do it. Abraham won't know. Sarah could do it. Maybe that's a bad thing to say. Maybe that goes against the entire point of Sarah's character.
I think it's Abraham all the way.
Fine. We can argue on the third one as much as we want. It's not going to matter. Okay, Noah and Aaron. Oh.
Both made an ark.
That's true. That's very true. Very different covenants, arcs, but yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to hand it to Aaron. First round three.
For round three? Yeah, I agree.
He's got 6 million people. This is not the same as the church
fighting
Noah.
And they are also a warring nation.
Yeah, whereas when the church fought Noah, mm-hmm. it was 10,000, mostly men and women and children.
True.
Mostly women and children. So I'm going to give it to Aaron.
Yeah, but he doesn't get the whole raising Moses' hands above his head to make the earth stand still so they win. Like that doesn't,
but
he might get
Moses
that.
Is in Israel.
But Moses isn't allowed on here because Moses is a character in the second wheel.
In the second wheel, but not this wheel.
No, we're not including him. That's like saying you can get Michael for Daniel or something like that.
But yeah, I think it's Aaron.
Okay, second round.
They're both strong.
I think Noah wins.
I think, yeah.
Round two, yeah, he gets a boat, maybe. But I think he's just stronger than Aaron. Aaron gets his ceremonial stuff, and he is a fighter. But I do think that
He wasn't actually fighting because he was, as a priest, would have been with the implements.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, round one. Fist fight.
Aaron is a survivor, but I think I want to hand it to Noah.
Okay, so you think Noah wins overall?
I think Noah wins overall.
I agree. I don't like it, because I do think that Aaron does win round three. I think he's the only one, really, who could beat Noah in round three.
Yeah.
Of everyone on here. It's going to be close.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're back. Who is our first
the
person?
The last four. Round three.
Uh-oh.
It's Noah.
Noah. Boatman.
Versus...
Now, Noah, that's going to be pretty hard to beat all those animals. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
he gets, I think that really Aaron is the only one who can beat him. Oh, okay. Never mind. This might be actually pretty close. First round.
I'm giving it to Noah.
You're going from prime Job that you like to put him as versus Noah, the builder that we know nothing else about.
Because unlike Laban, Noah has way more experience. Noah's very hand-on with actual physical labor. He built a boat that's 400 feet long.
That's true.
With eight people. Sorry, seven.
That's true. With Job also has guys. Basically a sheep empire that he built.
That's not the same.
No, I know.
And he's just got way more experience than Job does.
That's true. Depends. It doesn't say how old Job is, which is fair.
Yeah.
But if he's
Job
given
would
the
have
elf,
been at the same period as Abraham.
Yeah. Well, it would. Yeah. Around there. Yeah. So yeah. 150 is the latest that we'll say he can live. Sure. Yeah. Fine.
I think it's Noah.
Round one?
Yeah.
All right. I like how you're changing it based on who you want to win more.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, second round.
I want to hand it to Noah again because he's got the hammers. He's got the nails.
Okay.
He's got the logs.
Sounds good.
You know who's going to carry the boats?
You think that Noah wins versus Job in round two?
I think Noah sweeps.
I think round three, Job wins. If he gets his, all of the blessings that he was given, a household that's like 10 times bigger or three times. I can't remember.
No, he just gets more kids and double the wealth.
Right.
But like his servants weren't destroyed in the.
Right. He also gets all of his friends and all the resources they have access to.
Yeah. But that's
he also gets the money, which he can buy people with to help him.
That's true. But I still don't think that that's. I think it's comparable to the church.
Okay. You think so?
Yeah.
He also has sheep.
I know.
They're going to convince the other sheep onto his side.
Here's the there's two of seven them. Of them.
Seven of them. Yeah, you're right.
But here's the thing. I think just all the predators are just... I think Noah has the
you
boat.
You think they beat a bunch of...
even if the Leviathan's there, it's just going to hop into the ark.
Okay. If the Leviathan is there, it just hops in the ark. The Leviathan's in a different round. We're not allowed to use him. But yes, I agree. I guess he kind of counts, even though he's the ocean. But Behemoth, he gets Behemoth.
Yeah.
Behemoth.
Yeah, I think it's just Noah sweeps.
Fine.
I think Noah's archetypal.
Okay. Okay.
Sad Job. Peter versus Abraham.
Yes.
This is a tie. This is straight up tie round.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that round one, Peter versus Abraham, you don't think that Abraham wins?
Both of them have been in combat.
Okay.
With swords.
One of them trained a lot longer. Including going to war.
You're right. Dude cut an ear off.
Peter cut one ear off and he wasn't supposed to do that.
You're right. So round one, I want to give it to Abraham.
I would also give it to Abraham.
Round two, I want to give it to Abraham. Round three, I want to give it to Peter.
You think round two goes to Abraham, even when Peter has a sword and a net?
Yes, but Abraham's been to war, like you were saying.
Yeah, but and Peter's really good at throwing nets. Gladiatorial combat in Rome, the reason why they would get nets is because it completely impairs them from being able to move.
Here's the other thing.
Mm.
Abraham's son Ishmael was a bow hunter.
Okay.
I think Abraham knows how to use archery.
Sure, but he doesn't get a bow.
Why not?
That's not his way he's typically associated with.
But he gave his son one.
Yeah, but he doesn't have it. In that story, he doesn't have one. He gives it.
He has a pot that goes smoky.
Abraham does?
Yeah, the pot that goes through the... When God appears as a pot.
I see.
He's got shears to do circumcisions with.
Interesting. I wouldn't say that's his normal kit, but okay. We're talking what like they generally would have had throughout the story. You think Abraham shears for circumcision is what he gets? He gets armor, and I would say like some form of rudimentary weapon, like club
I think
or
he gets
a spear
a sword.
Or a sword. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that changes the fact that if he gets trapped by Peter, he loses?
Well, but is it like, it's not guaranteed that he gets trapped in a net.
No, but could Abraham approach him in a forest quickly enough for Peter not to throw a net on him?
In a forest, could you throw a net without it catching on the trees?
See, there's a fair point. Peter is very well versed in nets. That's
not
like
on land,
his
though.
Thing. I mean, he's on land, quote unquote, when he throws the net on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Which also has catches.
Yep.
I think that Peter could get Abraham.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I think Peter win rounds two, which gets it to round three. Round three. Does Peter beat Abraham with an entire church versus an entire army from Abraham? Yes. Yeah?
Peter wins.
You think so?
Romans are better than Abraham's army.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Even with his massive army that we've had Peter by wins. The time he dies, I think I agree.
So final round is Peter versus Noah.
Peter versus Noah. All the king's horses versus all the king's men.
Here's the thing. We've already done Paul versus Noah, and Paul lost. And Peter and Paul have all the same things.
True, but it was down to round one, not down to round three. Round right. three, we agreed that John would beat Noah.
Okay.
Because the church can beat a bunch, or not the church, sorry.
Yeah, so Noah wins the
Romans
round three.
Could beat, the Romans can beat the animals. Isn't that what we said? Or is that from a different
No, because
story?
Most of the church is women and children. So I think Cornelius doesn't have enough men to fight two of every animal on the ark.
Okay. So you think he loses that one?
I think they lose round three.
Okay.
I think Peter wins round one and two.
I agree he wins round one. Even though Abraham is more trained.
Noah?
Oh. Noah. Oh, sorry. Peter versus Noah, right?
In the story, yeah. Noah has You're no right. military or he has no access to a sword. He just has the hammer.
No, Abraham. This is Noah, by the
way. Oh, Abraham. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, no, it's no. I'm telling people in the audience. Abraham's yeah. not here.
Yeah.
It's Peter versus Noah.
Yeah, because Noah won the previous round and yes. Peter won this round. So it's Noah doesn't have military training.
Nope.
As far as we know. He's older.
I would say
but
it's
Peter's
easy to
used
say no.
a sword.
Yep.
And he has a net.
Yep. And that's round two.
Yeah.
And if he can beat Abraham with a sword and a net, I think that's doesn't matter if he has a hammer. I think Peter wins.
He
could throw a hammer
they're
once.
They're both boaters.
They are both boaters. That's true. But one of them built a boat and one of them lives on a boat, basically.
Yes. Now, the question is...
I mean, they both lived on a boat, but...
This is tough.
Peter can walk on water. So even if it comes down to a water fight, if we say that, okay, we've omitted the entire point of the flood for Noah, because if Noah gets the flood, he wins everything.
Yeah.
And I would have to put him in the highest tier because that would, I mean, that's a fair argument, but that would not be fair.
Yeah. The only one that could beat him is the Leviathan. Well, and
true.
Archangel Michael.
And anything who can fly. Yes.
Yeah.
Which there might be some on there. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I think round two, if we say round three is Noah and round one is Peter, it's close.
No, we said round two was Peter because it's the, he gets the sword and net. And I think it's so.
Yeah,
it's down to hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand. Who's stronger, the shipbuilder or the fisherman?
Yeah. It's Abraham.
It's a tight fight.
Sorry, Noah has way more age, like wisdom.
True.
He survived for 600 years.
Also true.
Peter barely made it to 50.
But Peter's the only person who's actually tried to kill someone.
Hmm.
He failed. Pretty miserably. It got close.
Yes.
This is the elf dilemma. I do agree. Did any point in
Here's
his life
thing.
Does Noah get the wisdom enough to actually beat Peter in a fight?
I think he's versed enough in enough fields that it gives him advantage. Like, for example, not only did he build a boat, he also knows how to make a vineyard.
Right. Do you think he can push Peter off of a tower? Because if it comes to a wrestling match, I think Peter might actually win. I know it's the lumber thing. I know it's whatever. Peter's job is to kill living things.
Well, he doesn't kill. He just catches.
I mean, he does both.
Because he's not stabbing them. He's just catching them and then pulling them on the boat and then they die of exhaustion.
That is true.
And lack of air.
That is fair. He's the fisher of men, though.
Whereas Abraham had to... On the ark.
Mm-hmm.
However that went down, either had to contain multiple types of predators.
That's fair.
I think we got to give it to Noah. I think Noah's the goat. I think Noah's the goat. I didn't even
think about that. That's fair.
I think, like, unless he's doing the sleeping trick.
I really
trick.
Don't want Noah to beat Peter, but I think he does.
I think Noah wins. It's close. Wins.
I think it is close, but I agree. I think Noah wins.
Yeah.
I think Peter would have to get pretty lucky.
Noah equals goat. Greatest of all time Bible character.
Uh-huh.
Of the 16 we picked.
Uh-huh.
So, Noah won.
Noah won.
Is goat character.
Barely. Admittedly, barely. He is but a man. However, yeah. Next time.
He has to get added to a new set.
He does. He's going to be up against level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Level 2 is very difficult.
Yes.
These are kings and men. Or prophets. Or very powerful beings. That aren't too powerful. As you can see, some of them are a bit.
Here's the thing. I think Noah's sweeping most of these guys.
I don't think Noah sweeps any of these guys, but that's my opinion. We're not giving him the flood.
I think he'll lose most of the first rounds, except against like Ahab.
I think he could win a couple of these people. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can beat Samson ever.
No, he beats Samson third round every time.
He can't.
Yeah.
How? Dude killed a lion.
Yeah, not.
Did he?
Not,
did he kill the lion or did he
yeah,
find
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Not every predator that exists.
Mm-hmm. True. He killed an entire town of Philistines.
Yeah, but by killing himself.
We're all trying to kill him.
But no, by killing himself.
Twice. He does it twice.
Well, no, the 1,000 men that he fights.
Mm-hmm.
Are not listed as Philistines.
Right. They're in the Philistine city though.
They're in the Philistine city, but the 1,000 men, they fight outside of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of scholars that present that it was probably Judeans that were sent to fight him to contain their guy.
That makes it worse for his story. But either way, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Soon. But
I think we got to do the outro now.
Okay.
So go check out our more episodes like this. You got to go check out other episodes called The Wheels of Misfortune.
The Wheels of Misfortune. Yep. That has nothing to do with misfortune. unless you consider Josh and Caleb talking about
a misfortune.
Them having to deal with putting two random concepts together as misfortune, which it is.
Yeah.
Josh and Caleb talk about connecting a person to an object. This is connecting two people in a fight to the death. But
yep.
Very similar, but very different.
You can go find those again on YouTube, Apple
Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can check out our website, www.secondrateSaints.com, and buy us a coffee at
buymeacoffee.com/secondrateSaints.com.
Whoa. Email us questions.
buymeacoffee.com/secondrateSaints.
Okay. If you disagree with us or you've got more information to add about these fights, like things we forgot.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
Tell us. Tell us all.
Mm-hmm. Put a prediction as to who you think wins in this next round now that you can see all the people on the list. Plus Noah. Yes. Tell me why Noah loses to every single person. I'm just kidding.
That being said, at the end of the episode, is this where we trash talk the other members of the Second Rate Saints?
Or
is this
where we end the episode? Apparently that's how we're supposed to do it. I didn't know that was the rule, but it's what everyone does.
Do they?
No.
Are they trash talking me on the episodes I'm not here?
No, they don't. Only me.
They're not here, so they can't defend themselves.
Nope. Anyway, as we have objectively done the standard of recording. Obviously, we're very objective about this.
Yep.
We thought we'd do something funny and silly and different, but still get to talk about some interesting books of the Bible and interesting people in the Bible. But yeah, I think if we're talking in all reality,
Noah's
Judas Iscariot gets his Stan Satan, because Satan can't be spelled without Stan.
Yeah.
If you exclude the D, but. Yeah, that's why Judas Iscariot beats everybody.
Nope. Not even close.
Apparently, we've objectively said that's not true. Objectively. I keep saying the word objective. That makes it objective. Anyway, let's just end the podcast. We're just making... Bye. No. Left. Yeah. Down.